Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week we hear from Carolyn Hunt, doctoral candidate and instructional assistant professor in the School of Teaching and Learning at Illinois State University. She does research involving literacy coaching and professional development. Welcome, Dr. Hunt.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in literacy coaching and professional development.
Sure. I had brief experience as a literacy coach in a couple of very different contexts. I worked at a inner city middle school as a reading specialist and literacy coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked as a literacy coach and reading specialist in a primary suburban district.
Hmm.
And I found that in both of those places, I was confused with the position of being sort of in between administration and the classroom.
Yeah,
I wasn't quite a teacher, and I wasn't quite an administrator.
Right, yeah.
And then the positioning between the two different places was really interesting. Being a coach at the middle school was entirely different from being a coach at the primary school. And so this led me to really question, you know, who am I as a teacher? Who am I as a coach? How is my identity changing across those positions? And that led me to asking these questions about how are coaches positioned? How are they dealing with new identities as coaches? How are they dealing and negotiating issues of power in these contexts?
Yes, yeah, so you're getting a little bit into what I was going to ask you. In your article, you talk about coaching being viewed as sort of a series of tasks or roles,
mm-hmm.
but that you consider this to be too simplistic. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. A lot of the research up until just maybe the last few years where it started to talk more about the complexities has been primarily concerned with what do literacy coaches do, because we've transitioned from being reading specialists, where we mostly work with students, to being literacy coaches, where more of our work is focused on working with teachers. And so in that transition, I think it was important for the work to talk about, well, what do literacy coaches do and what are their roles? And a lot of literacy coaches are frustrated because they feel like there isn't really good job description for them, and they're not sure what their role is.
Mm-hmm.
However, just knowing what you're supposed to do isn't always enough to do it. So there's also this complex negotiation between coaches and teachers of how you negotiate where professional learning occurs and what professional learning means and who is in the classroom and those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've done this study, what would you tell teachers?
I would tell them that a lot of teachers are nervous about having people come into their classroom or maybe feeling like they're going to be judged. I would say that the coaches in my study were also having those sorts of feelings of not being sure how to negotiate these new ways of professional learning. So
mm-hmm.
I think if teachers can just understand that it's new for the coaches too,
mm-hmm.
and it's important to work through that together.
So we're all in the same boat.
Right.
What would you tell parents?
I don't think that the study is as relevant for parents.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We'll move on then to what would you tell principals?
I would tell principals that while it's very important to define coaches' roles and that they have a solid job description and everybody in the building knows what it is that they're expected to do, it's not enough just to define those roles, that they also need to provide plenty of space for coaches and teachers to work that out together.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think in some ways it's pretty individualistic, really. It's a relationship, not a defined role, like you say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that also, that negotiation is somewhat emotional, and so it has to be okay to discuss emotions within the professional learning community.
Boy, that's tough to make it safe to do that.
It is.
Yeah. So what will you tell policymakers?
That professional development for coaches is really essential. It's not enough that a coach knows about literacy practices. They also need to know about adult learning and about how to navigate these issues, and also that they need continued support. I think it's important for coaches to be able to get together and talk to one another, because coaching can be a very isolated position. happen.
Yeah. So for policymakers, it sounds like they need to be able to provide the financial support for professional development, for time, those kinds of things.
Exactly.
What research are you doing in this now, or what do you see needs to be done to understand literacy coaching and professional development?
Well, I think it's important to look at these things across context and also over time. The coaches in my study were beginning coaches, and so that may have affected how they were reacting to this negotiation. What I'm working on now is looking at how coaches and teachers position each other. So I'm doing analysis of videos of coaches and teachers talking together.
Hmm. Interesting. Can you give us a glimpse of what you're finding?
One of the things that I'm finding in this particular context is that there seems to be some understandings about teacher development that position anybody working with a coach as a novice in some way. Hmm. Either they're a new teacher or they're inexperienced in some sort of teaching practice. And it's more difficult for some teachers to be willing to take up that position as novice than others.
Uh-huh.
And looking for ways to maybe not put people in the position of novice, but rather as learner.
Oh, we'll look forward to seeing that in publication as well.
Great.
Carolyn Hunt from Illinois State University, we thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You can find Dr. Hunt's research in the Journal of Literacy Research, Volume 45, Issue 1. Stay current with literacy research. Go to iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter and search for Voice of Literacy, or go directly to our website, www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Hunt. This season, we invite you to rate our podcast on iTunes. 800 people have rated Grammar Girl. We want 801. The more who rate the Voice of Literacy, the more likely others are to find us. Help us spread the word about literacy research and how it informs practice. This is the Voice of Literacy.